Hey, we just got a new grill. You should come over sometime. I know how much you love the Cape. We hope you'll come stay with us one of these days. Those aren't very good invitations, are they? Because what are you going to do? Respond by saying, I love barbecue. I'll come over next Friday. How's that? Or, you're right. We do love the Cape. The kids and I will be there Labor Day weekend. You got a pool? Our Rottweilers love to swim. A real invitation is actually asking the person at a specific time and place to come on over. And in today's gospel passage, we see examples of two people who, in their own way, reach out and make the invitation. They ask Jesus to come into their lives. Now, already by the time of today's reading, Jesus was an important figure in Roman-occupied Palestine. Mark's gospel makes it very clear that many, many people were following Jesus, listening intently to what he had to say and watching keenly what he did. In that context, two people, Jairus, the leader of a synagogue, and an unnamed woman who had been suffering from a hemorrhage for 12 years, they come to Jesus looking for help. And the story of these two people tells us a great deal about who Jesus is. To begin with, as famous as Jesus had already become, he is willing to drop what he's doing to care for someone. The gospel gives us the sense that Jesus had crossed the Sea of Galilee in order to preach to the people. In fact, just a few verses after today's gospel reading, Mark tells us, then he went about among the villages teaching. We get the sense that teaching, preaching the good news, was really his day job, and he healed people and cast out demons when called upon to do so. Today's gospel reading makes it clear, though, that as soon as Jairus approached Jesus and begged him to come to his house to heal his daughter, Jesus dropped what he was doing and went with him. He didn't ask Jesus how far it was to his house. He didn't ask if the doctor had already been there. He didn't say, let me wrap up what I'm doing here and then we'll go. He just went. Jesus goes to Jairus' house and tells his daughter, who has in fact died, to get up. And she does. Jesus is humble about this resuscitation and says, well, the child is not dead, but sleeping. But clearly, we're meant to believe that she really had died and that he really did bring her back to life. And he does it, first of all, by taking her hand. Now, that was not done by religious Jews in those days because touching a dead person would render you ritually impure. And Jesus, though, doesn't care. For Jesus, it's not sickness or death that's contagious. It's love, it's healing, it's faithfulness that's contagious. Observant Jews were also meant to avoid blood or even touching someone who was bleeding, as the woman in today's gospel passage had been for years. This woman creeps up on Jesus from behind to touch his cloak, hoping he wouldn't notice. Because if he had, he would surely be enraged, because it would transfer her impurity onto him. It's a very dramatic moment in the story. Immediately aware that power had gone forth from him, Jesus turns about in the crowd and says, "Who touched my clothes?" Can you imagine how terrified the woman must have been at that moment? In fact, the gospel says that she came in fear and trembling, and fell down before him. Instead of getting angry, though, Jesus says, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease." Jesus did not care about what this woman might do to him. He cared about what he could do for her. These two stories tell us something about who Jesus is and who God is. Jesus says in the Gospel of Matthew, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." As Christians, we know God through Jesus. And from the words and actions of Jesus in today's gospel, we know that God accepts us all, no matter what society thinks of us. And we know that God wants us to reach out to him, to take that initiative, just as Jairus and the woman with the hemorrhage did in this morning's reading. Now, in today's gospel, of course, the woman and the girl received actual physical healing. And for some of us who ask for that, we may indeed receive it. But following the verse I just read from Matthew's gospel, we see what it is that God promises to everyone. Jesus says to those who follow him, "You will find rest for your souls." In the end, that is what we are crying out for. Because when our souls are at rest, we are not worried about the things of this world. And when our souls are at rest, we are able to step out in faith to change the brokenness of this world. But before any of that, we need to follow the example of these two people of faith in today's gospel reading and reach out to the Lord and ask. Because it is in asking that we receive. Amen.